following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Friends, welcome to your happy little joyful silly spot on FM Talk
106.5.
Happy fall, y'all.
The musical productions heard on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour in no way represent the musical taste of FM Talk 106.5.
Supposed to be fishing?
Possibly.
Probably ain't gonna work.
It's the pumpkin polka. People love this.
Jolene, you gotta do better than this.
It's a sweet, happy little song. I thought you were all about joy. Are you sniffing lavender again?
I'll be coming up to the farm this afternoon and...
Oh, man.
We'll just go from there.
I'm not gonna stop playing this song.
Bye-bye, Jolene.
You know, when Coach says my name several times in one phone call, I know I'm in trouble. You know, when we were little and our parents would address us by our full name, we knew we were in for it. When he says, look, Jolene, a lot, that, yeah, I'm in trouble. What is the problem? Aw, man, you're putting my mother through? You couldn't even let me get through the show. My blood pressure's going up. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Mama.
Hello? Hello?
Jolene?
Mom?
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Could you not eat in the phone?
Well,
could you stop eating?
I'm sorry. You usually don't get to the phone so quick.
But please stop
you
chewing.
You usually leave me on hold forever.
I'm on the air.
Well, I'm hungry and I have to take my medicine with food, Jolene.
Okay. I understand that, but you need
to... Give me a second.
Please. You have to do this
so,
right off the bat.
Are you in the middle of anything?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of my show.
Okay. So it's nothing important.
Again? Again?
Oh, come on. Don't get your drawers in a bunch.
Mama.
I know your show is on. I'm just not listening.
Anyway, what's up? What
well,
do you mean?
Well, I'm getting ready to start doing my holiday baking and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm missing a few things.
So we covered the muffin pans last week. We actually cover those every year, every season. Do we have to do this now? Let's do this later.
I want to go over it now so you can start looking as soon as you finish with your little show.
I'm not a
okay,
Mama?
So you got a piece of paper? You got something to write with?
I do. I have
and not a crayon either. You couldn't read your own handwriting the last time you did that, and I ended up getting all the wrong stuff.
Why don't you let me write my own list?
What's that?
I've got a pen.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
I'm looking for my Jingle Bell Jell-O mold.
Didn't borrow it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. I did not
don't
borrow
don't you remember, that. Jolene? You used my Jingle Bell Jell-O molds to make those bath bombs.
What?
Remember, you needed my silicon jello jingle bell.
You want to take that again?
Don't you remember, Jolene? You've got to stop laughing. It's very unprofessional.
No.
You needed my silicone jingle bell jello molds.
Okay. I might have those, so.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just October. You got some time. Don't need to stress yourself out getting ready so early. Come on, not the no speaking. I'll look for them and everything else.
I'm missing those, and once again, I'm missing my pumpkin-shaped muffin pans.
Oh, come on. We decided last week that I did have them, but I brought them back. I brought them back when we made the big move up to the farm.
You did, but now they're missing again.
I did.
You brought them back. I distinctly remember you came back over and you took them again.
I don't think I did
you
that.
You did bring them back. You came over to the house. You needed them for something else and you took them again. And now they're missing again.
I'm trying to remember what that could have been for.
I know what it was for. Let me finish.
Okay.
I think you used them back when you were making those toilet bowl cookie things.
Oh, the cleaners.
The ones with the vinegar and citric acid and the peppermint essential oil.
Yeah, yeah.
I love those.
I love them too. Didn't eat them, did you?
No, I didn't eat them.
Okay.
Though they really do look like divinity.
They could.
Yeah. Your dad ate several.
He didn't.
But they sure do keep the toilet bowl sparkling clean.
They do.
Love that fresh smell in the bathroom.
I do too.
They're especially good at big family gatherings.
Mom.
Like after your Uncle Bertrand goes in there to read for a while, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't want you to say any more, though.
Sweet fancy Moses going in the bathroom after he's gotten out of there.
Hey! Pans.
Okay, so I'm missing those.
Mm-hmm.
Missing the muffin pans. Let's see, the Jell-O mold. Oh, and I'm missing my big potato salad bowl. You know, the big green bowl with the yellow lid?
I didn't borrow it.
Yes, you did.
I did not borrow it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't borrow it.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, look, Jolene, I'm going to finish up taking all my meds. I need you to find my stuff, will you?
I will do my best, and if I can't find it, I'll buy you some
more.
All
right.
Okay?
I'm glad to hear you go on the radio, sweetheart.
I thought you weren't listening.
Oh, I'm not. Your dad just told me to say that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too. I'll talk to you soon. Yepers, and if you're like me, you have had a long, hot summer, and it's just time for a season change. Oftentimes when the temperature changes outside, that pressure that's usually bearing down on us because of the heat, I'm not a meteorologic technical person, and no, I don't know that that's a word, but I do know when that pressure cooker lets up, even just a little bit, it calms me. Personally, there seems to always be a bit of nostalgia about the fall. For many of us, the kiddos aren't little anymore, but it makes me think of back to school, trick-or-treat, lunch boxes, going out shopping for, you know, school supplies, new school shoes. And you know what? I think it's getting back into a routine. I mean, that's really the big marker for me, was that school starts and you get in a certain mode for the next 9 months, sometimes more. But I still really dig the fall in that sense, because now I have all these guys, especially Earl T. I pack his lunchbox every morning.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll vouch for that one.
Please don't slam that.
Jolene either let me use her Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox, man.
That's an old one.
It's so cool. When you open it, it goes...
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I really enjoyed the banana flip snack cakes.
The what? Banana flip cake?
You know, that yellow banana cake folded into a half moon and stuff with all that creamy, gunky filling stuff.
Banana flip cakes.
It kind of looks like a cake taco, man.
You saw one of those in the old Duke's lunchbox?
Just need some cheese.
No. They don't make those anymore, like since 1975.
What? 1975?
Yeah. I think you ate like a 50-year-old snack cake.
Oh, man. Like, I ate that with my lunch yesterday. Didn't I? Why did you put that in my lunch, Jolene?
Well, technically, I didn't. My mom put that in there, like, years ago.
And you stood there and watched me eat it. It tasted pretty good, though. You got any more?
Probably not.
Okay. So can I do the Rocktober promo now?
Yes, you may, now that it is actually October.
All right! It's Rocktober, dude! And you're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour! Did you get that? See, Rocktober. See, like Jolene Roxbury instead of Rocktober. Because, you see, we don't really rock. We do rock, you know, like, hey, whoa, this show rocks, but we don't rock like, you see the difference there?
Earl, they get it. Let it go.
I'm going to go get me some more brownies.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. You stay where you are. We will be right back with more show. If you're looking for something fun to do on a Friday night, either by yourself, with some friends, or somewhere you can take the whole family, I know somewhere you can go have a great time. It doesn't cost a lot, and I love it. You know what I'm talking about? High school football. Mm-hmm. And no matter where you are, I guarantee you there is a high school football game somewhere nearby. Possibly in your own backyard. Possibly less than 1 mile from your house. And you know, even before the weather starts getting cool, which if you live down here on the Gulf Coast is usually around Thanksgiving. So depending on where you are, you might have to wait a while for the cool weather. But even if it's hot out, you know, it's just something about a concession stand hot dog. That's some of the best burgers in town. And at a lot of the schools, you know, they have a little area where the kids who aren't really interested in the game, you know, can go play on the playground, do something else. And they're still nearby where you can yank them back if you have to. And even if you don't have any kids, it's a wonderful way to support the young people in your community. And don't forget the marching band. They work really hard, too. I mean, what would a football game be without a band? All you'd hear for 2 hours is a bunch of helmets clicking together and a lot of grunting. Throw some brass in there, some drums. Mm-hmm. And right about now, the band members and the football players are all taking part in their fall fundraisers. So get out there and support these kids. And if you don't like football and you don't like music, buy something from them and tuck it away as a wonderful Christmas gift for someone.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Neiman's Catering. Neiman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Neiman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to go menu at neimanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Neiman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Neiman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
Roxbury.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to Belle's Beachside Kitchen. And, of course, you know, now, since it is football season, we are tailgating at the stadium. We have our gorgeous portable kitchen set up. And thankfully, the person in charge knows how to cook. Since I'm a complete disaster in the kitchen, with me, as always, the inimitable Chef Alec Neiman. Hi, sweetheart. And over in the corner underneath the giant pile of Kleenex, Jolene.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jolene.
Stay away from the food, dear.
Don't worry about it. It's just my seasonal allergies anyway. I'm not sick.
Whatever. Alec, what's cooking on the tailgate?
Well, I want to do some Greek stuffed pizza this week. What do y'all think? You think you like that?
I like it.
Sounds
good.
Well,
it's pretty easy. Now, it's a lot of work because you got to flour up and make some dough, you know?
I can help do that.
But what I usually do is I preheat my oven at about 450 degrees. And while that's preheating, I get me out a large nonstick skillet. And I get it kind of high, about medium-high heat. And I start heating me up a little bit of the olive oil. And then I chop me up some onions, and I cook that down a little bit, maybe about 5 or 6 minutes till those onions get really tender. And then I take me some fresh spinach, and I throw it in the skillet. I let it cook down about 3 minutes till all those flavors blend. Then I take that spinach and onion mixture, and I put it in a bowl and get it out of the skillet. And then I get me some ricotta cheese and some feta cheese and some dill and some scallions and a bunch of artichoke hearts. I love artichoke hearts. And, of course, some pepper, like some red bell pepper or your green bell pepper or yellow bell pepper. And I chop that all up really good. Now, I mix all that together in a bowl. I mix up the spinach and the onion and the cheeses and the scallions and artichokes and peppers all in a bowl. While that's all mixed up, I clear off the counter. I throw everything off to the floor, and I clear off the counter really good, and I sprinkle some flour on the counter. And then I start taking that dough, and I start turning that dough onto the surface, and I roll it out. Then I start cutting that dough into two pieces, and I keep kneading that dough and lightly, and then I sprinkle some more of the flour on it, and I use my rolling pin now, and I flatten out that dough. And I keep adding some more flour as I need to keep the dough from sticking to the counter until I end up with about a 12 or 14 inch circle. And then I take one of those circles of dough and I take a nonstick pizza pan or baking sheet, whatever it fits on, and I gently pull that dough back to about 12 inch circle. And you got to pull the dough a little bit. You ever seen been in a pizza place and the guy's tossing the dough up in the air and he's spinning it all around, and then he takes and he pulls on the edges some more, and he tosses it up again, then he pulls on the edges some more. Well, he's basically trying to get that pizza thin, that crust thin, okay? So once we get all that done, I take a spoonful of that spinach mixture with all that cheese in it, and I put it right on top of the dough. And I'm spreading the mixture about an inch from the edge. I don't let it get all the way to the edge, okay? And I brush the edge with some water. All right, then I take that second piece of dough that I made, because remember now I rolled out the dough, I cut it in half, and I rolled out two separate pieces in case you forgot what I did a while ago. But if you can remember that I did two pieces, so one, I'm going to put all that spinach mixture on top of one of them. Then I'm going to take that second circle of dough, and I'm going to put it on top, and I'm going to crimp the edges together. And so now I've got the stuffing in the middle, and I got a dough on the bottom and a dough on the top, and all the spinach stuff in the middle. Well, then I stick it in the oven right there on the middle rack, and I let it cook for about 25 minutes till it's just all hot and bubbly and the crust is all golden. I love it when it gets all golden. I like little crispy edges a little bit. But anyhow, when it's all said and done, I call that my Greek stuffed pizza. I hope you enjoy that one.
Let's all get stuffed. We'll see everybody next week in Bell's Beachside Kitchen Tailgate Edition.
Ooh, we recorded that when the goldenrod was violently wafting through the air. You know, one thing you have to remember to do. Call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Ask for Thomas Naaman. Among all the other hats he wears, Thomas loves his new position as catering to go freezer concierge, kind of like a tour guide of deliciousness. The catering to go freezer is your premier destination to get you out of the kitchen. And that freezer is always loaded with out of this world casseroles like shrimp Alfredo, one of my favorites, the chicken poppy seed. Oh, and there's chicken Alfredo, the lasagna. Oh, incredible. This is one of my favorite comfort foods in the whole world. Shepherd's pie. I love that, and I love, let's see, the baked spaghetti casserole. My grandmother used to make that, and she would just serve a little simple green salad with it. Now, the one thing she would do, she would pour French dressing all over the big bowl of salad, like everybody was supposed to love French dressing. Crazy Cajun woman. Beef tips and gravy. Just absolutely delicious. These are substantial entrees, and they serve between 12 up to 15 people, depending on who's eating. If it's like these guys here in my studio, my family, but they eat a whole lot, like too much. But for normal people, it's perfect. Macaroni and cheese, twice-baked potato casserole, and then they do have the large pan of just a vegetable medley, garden vegetables, and a butter sauce, snap bean, almondine. Love that. Can you guys tell I haven't eaten? Turnip greens. They do have a wonderful seafood gumbo and crab meat bisque. I love that. And crawfish etouffee. You guys need to call 573-3900. Ask for Thomas Naaman and say, hey, Jolene says you'll tell me everything you got's in the freezer. Then you'll be able to make your selection. The reheating instructions are so simple, even I can follow them. And let Naaman's do the cooking so you don't have to.
Apple introduces a new iPhone for people who want to be extra frugal with their purchases. It's the MyPhone, the phone for people not overly picky about high-tech improvements. While the iPhone 15 is made of titanium, the MyPhone is made of tough, durable, double-strength plywood. The MyPhone does almost everything an iPhone does. You can make calls. Hello, Charlie? Charlie, it's Bill.
You're feeling ill.
What? What? You can send texts. The MyPhone has a long battery life, and when they run down, just pop in another four double A's. And like any other iPhone, the MyPhone puts the world at your fingertips.
Hey, sorry.
Working.
What is the square root of 9?
The MyPhone, only $39.99 wherever stuff is sold. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook on this MyPhone to tell you about a special offer. And there's the money-saving coupon he was telling you about. Make my phone your phone. It'll be done in a moment. Almost there.
It's October, and you know what that means, don't you? That's right, it's my favorite holiday of the year. I just go bat-teetering this season. Go to any store, and what do you see?
What?
Decorations and treats everywhere. Yes, it's finally time for Christmas! You are invited to Big Bubba's pre-Halloween Christmas sale, where you'll find frightfully good bargains on everything you need to jump the gun on this marvelous season. Why, here comes Santa Claus. Where are you going, Santa?
I am going to Big Bubba's to get chestnuts and candy corn to put in the trick-or-treat bags the kids are going to hang on the fireplace.
Yes, you too can confuse the kiddies by jumping on the Christmas bandwagon in October.
Ho, ho, ho! On Dasher, on Donner, on Igor and Boris, and don't forget to get your jack-o'-lantern to put on top of your tree!
Big Bubba's pre-Halloween Christmas sale. Don't waste time. According to Madison Avenue, you're already late in starting your Christmas shopping.
At Big Bubba's, shopping for the season of peace on Earth is always a scream! Ho, 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 ho!
Big Bubba's is the place for you. Scary masks, tinsel to say peace on Earth, and then say boo at Big Bubba's.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Cadeau.
Halloween superstition number 5. If a person was to eat a salted roasted herring before going to bed, it is said that their future spouse will appear to them in a dream at the foot of their bed. Well, I don't know anything about that, but if my present spouse ate a roasted herring before getting into bed with me, I would appear in front of him with a gigantic industrial-sized can of Febreze. Can you imagine the backdraft consequences? Frightening.
If you have not already done so, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. When you do, you'll have all your favorite podcasts at your fingertips and over 50 hours a week of local programming, which is a big deal. Hey, we're going to be right back.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for including us in your precious me time, no matter where you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself into. What we are getting into is October. I'm not a big scary movie person, but I know lots of folks who are. They will kick back on the weekends and watch all of those Halloween movies back to back to back to back.
In 1978, the world was frightened by the movie Halloween. Directed by John Carpenter, it became a classic. Then came Halloween 2, proving that if something works the first time, it'll work the second time. That was followed by Halloween 3, which, oddly, had nothing to do with Halloween 1 or 2, and by this time, Jamie Lee Curtis had better things to do with her career. It was followed by Halloween 4, which was called The Return of Michael Myers, so everybody would know that Halloween 4 was returning to the story of Halloween 1 and 2 and had nothing to do with Halloween 3, which had nothing to do with Halloween 1 and 2, or 4. Then there was Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. Then came Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, which explained the curse that led to the revenge that came after the return. After that, Halloween H2O, Halloween 20 years later. It should have been named Halloween 7, The Return of Jamie Lee Curtis. Hold on, we're not done. Halloween 8, Resurrection was next, where Michael Myers comes back to life. Whoa, didn't see that coming. Then there was Halloween. Yes, just Halloween. Directed, appropriately, by Rob Zombie, where Halloween starts all over again. Now, this Halloween, prepare yourself for something completely different. The Muppets do Halloween.
Halloween.
He's pure evil,
Halloween,
I tell you.
Halloween. Ah! Halloween. Kermit. Halloween. Kermit. Halloween. Ah!
The Muppets do Halloween. Because, frankly, we've just run out of ideas.
This is what it sounds like when nobody's in the studio. It's very scary. You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. We're all shopping for really lame Halloween costumes. Seriously, we're trying to out-lame each other this year. I'll let you know who wins.
Good day. This is lesson number 31C on how to converse in Alabama, USA. When talking with someone from Alabama, you must remember that these are a very proud and self-sufficient people. When something goes wrong, they repair it themselves. They enjoy boasting of their abilities to repair just about anything, and therefore will often make this boast at the beginning of a sentence. For instance, when you or I would say, "I'm going to the store," an Alabamian would say, "I'm fixing to go to the store." Please repeat after me. I'm fixing to put my pickup up on blocks. I'm fixing to get my dog fixed. A proper reply to these sentences, in fact, to anything an Alabamian tells you, is to reassure the individual that your hearing has not suddenly become impaired. Thus, I heard that. Repeat after me, please. I heard that. Now for a quiz. I will tell you a statement, and you give me the proper Alabamian response. Here's the sentence. Say, Clem, that there fella has a shotgun and he's going to blow your head clean off. Did you say, I heard that? Very good. Now, if you wish to respond in the negative, there's a very quaint verbal custom indigenous to Alabamians. They start all negative statements with a friendly, hey, all. For instance, hey, all, no, it ain't gonna snow. Repeat after me, please. Hey, all, you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, all, why don't you just go to hey, all? That concludes our lesson for today. So, until I'm fixing to give you our next session, hey all, don't stop practicing. I heard that, and I hope you did too. Goodbye, y'all.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Kadome.
And yet another Halloween superstition. My grandmother told me that a long time ago on Halloween night, it was common practice for parents to rub oatmeal and salt on their children's heads to ward off evil spirits. Unfortunately, this did attract all of the neighborhood dogs and any livestock that happened to be downwind of the poor dears. I often wondered why so many of the old family photos contained so many pictures of so many bald children. Tragic. I'm Belle Cadeau. Stay tuned for more Halloween superstitions.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh my God! Somebody's
trying to break into our house? Honey, honey!
I done told you! The unemployment office don't open till 8. Now go back to sleep.
You idiot! Open the safe! We have to protect the kids, all of our things, my jewelry. Where's that monkey at? What's the problem?
I'm trying! It's stuck! Can't get to him!
What would you do in this situation? When your family is threatened, how will you protect them if you can't get to your monkey quickly?
Get him out!
I'm trying, it just won't open. We need a safe, reliable way to contain our primate.
It's a fact. This year, 1 in 10 homes will be invaded. You know this, but you don't want guns in the house. You've exercised your Second Amendment rights and secured a primate to protect you and your family. But how can you be sure your monkey will be ready when it comes time to defend you? At Primate Vault, our store boasts over 44,000 square feet of an unbeatable selection of safes, cabinets, and vaults for your home or office. Primate Vault offers state-of-the-art protection for your monkey so you can be ready.
Rhonda, call the police! I'm fixing to go apeshit on this dude!
Your primate will love our vast selection and expertise. Make sure you, your loved ones, and your valuables are well protected. Invest in your future. Get a Primate Vault in your home today. And check out our new Primate Vault with Identiscan.
Let me try.
Just don't get too close.
Oh, hit me!
And protect all your important papers and valuables from water damage with our newly designed marsupial waterproof safes. Our waterproof safes are smaller, more portable, and have a waterproof seal to keep their contents and your marsupials dry.
Hey, what's a marsupial?
Any viviparous, non-placental mammals such as possums, kangaroos, wombats, and bandicoots.
Take advantage of this special radio offer and purchase your Primate Vault Factory Direct. Our factory-trained technician will deliver and install to ensure your monkey is comfortable, content, and rested when it comes time to defend your family. No representation is made that the quality of the primate protection services to be performed is greater than the quality of primate services performed by other monkeys.
A monkey is a primate and not a type of ape. An ape is a primate and not a type of monkey. A chimpanzee is a type of ape, so it's a primate but not a monkey.
When it comes to your family's safety, we don't monkey around.
Thanks, Primate Vault!
I am not cleaning up that monkey poop.
Roxbury. Jolene Roxbury. She makes me laugh.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Hi, Jolene. This is Larry Carey.
How are you?
Doing great, girly. Mm-hmm. Just enjoying my freshly redwood-stained upper deck of my townhouse.
You chilling?
Sure. I just had it painted last week after watching a special on the Redwood National Park on the Travel Channel.
Ooh.
I wanted to surround myself in redwood, Jolene.
Nothing wrong with that.
Did you know that the Sequoia sempervirens is the sole living species of the genus Sequoia in the cypress family, Cupressaceae?
What?
Cupressaceae.
What are you doing? Are you reading Wikipedia again?
I was Googling while Virus Protection Database was updating.
Oh, okay. You know, sometimes you're a real time waster. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about redwood trees, Jolene. Holy crap.
Okay.
The more common names include coast redwood, giant redwood, and California redwood. Did you know that a redwood is an evergreen, long-lived, monoecious tree living up to 200,000 years?
200,000?
Oh, wait. Living up to 2,200 years?
Okay.
Redwoods are the tallest trees on Earth, reaching up to 379.1 feet in height and 26 feet in diameter at breast height.
Breast height?
Holy cow! I didn't even know trees had breasts. Oh my crap!
Why is this happening? What are you doing this to me?
Am I digressing?
You are.
Well.
Listen, Jim told me that the reason you were calling was because you think we have your 3D glasses.
I mean, why would someone steal a pair of 3D glasses, Jolene? I mean, it's not like you can see everything in 3D through them. Holy crap!
That's right.
And even if you could see everything in 3D, I mean, how messed up would that be?
Apparently not as messed up as you are right now.
It would be like living in a ViewMaster.
Now that might be cool.
Did you ever have a ViewMaster when you were a kid, Jolene? Holy crap.
I still have a ViewMaster or two, and all the reels that went with it. Did you have one?
Sure. I am now the proud owner of a vintage brown ViewMaster in nice condition. Holy crap. It comes with a 50 Viewmaster rail.
Who you got?
Let's see. We've got Wild Animals of Africa, Popeye, Spider-Man, Superman, Lassie, Kung Fu, James Bond, Winnie the Pooh, 101 Dalmatians, Dad Knobs, and Broomsticks. What is that, Jolene?
Disney movie?
Puss in Boots!
What?
Puss in Boots!
Puss in Boots.
We've got the Hair Bear Bunch.
Hair Bear Bunch, okay.
I don't know what that one is either. Quick Draw McGraw.
Yeah.
And Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry.
The list just goes on and on, Jolene. Holy cow.
Okay, well, don't you do that.
Listen, if that Jim Weaver can find any 3D glasses around the studio, would you send them to me?
Yeah, I will.
See you later, girly.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
It's finally happened. Local psychiatrists have joined together to give you not only the best in psychiatric care, but in shopping convenience too. Yes, introducing Psychiatrists Mall, where you can find mental health and outstanding bargains at the same time. Ladies, looking for that perfect negligee? Come to Freudian Slips. But be careful, sometimes things just pop out when you least expect it. How about a lovable pet to rid yourself of stress? Check out Pavlov's Dogs. Animals so cute, your mouth will water. And finally, look at all the beautiful hand-woven luggage at The Basket Case. Get inside our mall, and we'll get inside your head.
Rocks me!
Oh, hey, this is Earl T, reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of, but it has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Hey, Jolene, you know what goes amazingly well together?
Spicy crawfish and Corona.
Halloween and dad jokes.
No, I let you do dad jokes last Christmas. We had to suffer through those last year.
Hey. Dad jokes just make it instantly better, don't you think?
No.
Okay, maybe not, but we're doing it anyway.
Ugh.
Look, if you can play the pumpkin polka, I mean, this is happening.
Okay.
So do you want this in regular dad voice, or would you like this in my vampire voice?
I have to pick one. Look at me like that. Okay. Regular.
All right, I'll switch off back and forth.
No, please.
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
What?
Frostbite.
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Sure.
Mm-mm.
All right, how about this? Mm. How do vampires start their letters?
You mean like writing a letter? I don't know.
Tomb it may concern.
Tomb it may concern.
T-O-M-B. Tomb
instead
it
of,
may concern.
Instead of to whom. Okay. Mm.
Everybody knows this one. Where does Dracula keep his money?
Mm.
In a blood bank.
Yeah, I've heard that
Of
one.
Course.
Okay.
Durr. How do ghosts search the web?
I don't know. How do ghosts search the web?
They use Google.
Google. Google.
Try saying that three times real fast.
Google. Okay.
And finally.
Fantastic.
I know you're happy about this.
I'm going to play the Pumpkin Patch Polka again.
How does a scarecrow drink his juice?
I don't know.
With a straw. Get scarecrow? Straw?
Oh,
straw?
No.
Scarecrows are kind of made of straw.
They are.
I'm going to go sit back down over here.
No, I've actually got stuff for you to do.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Larry's Legless Frogs.
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't that Blake Brown? He's public affairs manager for City of Mobile Public Safety. He did not identify himself.
Don't turn the music off like that.
Who's he trying to fool?
Oh, just step off. He's just trying to have some fun with us. Now get out.
Well, who the hell let him in the control room?
Hey, it's Blake from Larry's Legless Frogs. Lots of places serve frog legs, so what happens to the rest of the frog? Larry's Legless Frogs have these legless frogs towed to his place where he serves them up to you. Why go anywhere else and have expensive riblets when you can go to Larry's and have cheaper ribbons? Larry's Legless Frogs. They're not losers, although they have been defeated.
He'll be here all week, folks.
Would you stop?
I'm glad somebody finally moved into that vacant house down the street, but something funny's going on in that house. And you don't need to be going over there with a welcome basket until we find out what it is.
I'm just being neighborly.
No, we're keeping our distance.
You're suspicious of everybody. You watch too many cop shows.
We'll see about that. Some scary looking people just moved in down the street, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. My husband wants to go by for a little meet and greet, but I don't want to meet the neighbors. There's always lots of splashing, but they don't have a pool. They got a big Rottweiler who looks at me and drools. The cops are always over there, yet no one has a clue. Oh, 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 oh. I think they got a meth lab over there, too.
Meth lab?
Yeah. Got a conversion van with painted dragons on the side, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. The ice cream man won't come here because the children run and hide. I don't want to meet the neighbors. I was gonna have a party, lots of girls and pampered chef, but all my friends said uh-uh because they're all scared to death. Are they raising demon camels or are they cooking meth? Oh, 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 oh. Listen to that. Those are not ordinary animals over there.
Sounds just like your mother.
Did you just say that? Really? Oh, see? The meth lab just exploded. Didn't you hear it? Roger!
Did you call the cops?
I didn't have to. You haven't noticed they've been staked out at the end of the street all week long?
You can kiss that housewarming invite goodbye.
Yeah, they'll be holding that party down at Metro.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
One thing that has stunned me, silly, is the number of requests we get for Aunt Belle's song, Midtown Girl. And, you know, it's not just about Midtown Mobile or any midtown, actually. This could be any the middle of any town in any town USA, because every town has one. No matter the size of the town, every town has, you know, the outskirts, midtown, downtown, everywhere. It could be a small town, a big town, doesn't matter. This song is usually applicable and appropriate to every town.
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. We have run out of time. Join us next week. We'll be right here on FM Talk 106.5. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.